My mama thinks I'm the same.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A former Internal Revenue Service contractor has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for leaking tax return information on some very rich people. And Donahue has details.
Charles Littlejohn gave data to the New York Times and ProPublica between 2018 and 2020. Prosecutors say the leaks were unparalleled in IRS history. Former President Donald Trump's tax information was among those released. Judge Ana Reyes imposed the maximum sentence, saying when you target the sitting president of the United States, you target the office. It cannot be open season on elected officials. Littlejohn apologized, saying he acted out of a sincere, if misguided, belief he was serving the public interest. The IRS has said any disclosure of taxpayer information is unacceptable, and the agency has since tightened security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A weekend drone strike on U.S. troops in Jordan killed three and wounded dozens more. The AP's John Gambrell on initial reports from U.S. officials.
They say this enemy drone may have been able to strike the base because they were expecting another American drone to come in and land at the same time. The air defenses got confused and didn't open fire, mistaking that enemy drone for the American one.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We are not looking for a war with Iran. We are not looking to escalate the tensions any more than they already have been escalating. In fact, everything we've done has been designed to try to de-escalate those tensions. That said, this was a very serious attack. It had lethal consequences. We will respond, and we'll respond appropriately. I'm not going to telegraph what that's going to look like.
Israeli forces continue to battle Palestinian militants in Gaza, including in northern areas where the army's been operating for months. Meantime, ceasefire talks are ongoing, though Israel says significant gaps remain. And on Wall Street, stocks started the week with gains. The Dow rose 224 points, or 0.6%. The S&P, 0.8%. The Nasdaq, 1.1%. This is AP News. Bullfighting resumed in Mexico yesterday. Charles Teledesma has the story.
With protests outside a full arena, bullfights kicked off after the country's highest court temporarily revoked a local ruling that sided with animal rights defenders and suspended the events for more than a year and a half. The resumption of bullfights on Sunday had raised expectations of fans in the face of a lengthy legal battle between enthusiasts and opponents of the activity. Bullfighting foes argue it violates animal welfare and affects people's rights to a healthy environment. The arena in the city is the largest of its kind in the world. I'm Charles Teledesma.
And a man who confessed to stealing a pair of ruby slippers used in The Wizard of Oz has been sentenced to no prison time. 76-year-old Terry John Martin is in hospice care. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Tonight, a low of 31 with some sprinkles and flurries possible. For Tuesday, variable clouds and breezy. Isolated flurries or drizzle early, a high of 38. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high up to 45. Sunny and mild, 43 on Thursday. Lots of sun, but slightly cooler Friday and 38.
Thank you. what's right. Still sometimes in the middle of the night, I hear the whistle, I hear the rumble around 2 a.m. outside my door. Must be her memory rattling the shutters, 'cause that train don't run by here no more. Wherever you are, I hear the whistle, I hear the rumble around 2 a.m. outside my door. Must be her memory rattling the shutters, 'cause that train don't run by here no more. Must be her memory rattling the shutters, 'cause that train don't run by here no more.
It's time for high school boys basketball on the radio. Here we go again. The Ithaca Bulldogs take on the Royal Panthers in a battle of rated teams. That's coming up here on the radio tonight as the Bulldogs and the Panthers battle following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Tonight's schedule of games includes Seneca at Waniwak in girls basketball, Westby at La Crescent, West Salem at Viroqua, Lancaster at Southwestern, Fenimore at Benton, Wazika Steuben at Belmont, Schulzburg travels to Highland, and Platteville is at Potosi Cassville. In boys basketball, Adams Friendship at Portage, Cashton at New Lisbon, Richland Center is at Lodi, and coming up on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, it's Royal at Ithaca. When the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues, we'll chat with Scott Upana, head coach of the Royal Panthers.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Scott Upana, coach of the Royal Panthers, joins us. Coach, as you look at this Monday night game, what does it mean to the Panthers?
You know, obviously when you get this deep into the regular season, you know, the tournament trail and the seeds start to, you know, become a little bit more, I guess, relevant to where you're going to land in that seed, who you're going to play, and obviously the higher seed that you want and hosting through the majority of the tournament is kind of what you're looking at. And obviously, you also want to be tested. Ithaca is really good. We watched them on film yesterday, and obviously the kids are kind of familiar with some of the kids that are on their team, so they played against them over the years, so they know them pretty well. It's going to be a pretty good game. They're athletic. They can shoot. I think they're averaging around 85 a game. So obviously maybe a little bit of contrast in styles, but certainly one that I think will – at least give us a good test as to where we're at, where we need to go.
Do you have a specific idea in mind when your team has the ball, how many passes they're going to take, or does it just kind of come naturally?
No. I don't limit the kids. They decide what they're going to do based on, you know, our strategies. The biggest thing for us is we want to take uncontested shots. What those uncontested shots look like, or sometimes who the kids know the shots they should take and shouldn't take based on what we do and how we build them. But as far as the how many passes or things like that, we don't have limits on that. It's really on the comfort level of the kids based on their abilities and based on, the structure that we have put in place for them. We're really looking for uncontested shots is what we're looking for. So shots that don't have hands in face, shots that slow closeout, things like that. That's what we're looking for. Sometimes that does take a little bit of time for that to develop within an offense, but sometimes it's one pass. So it really varies based on the possession, based on how we're being defended.
Coming off that state experience, did that make it easier to come back this year, or does that pose some challenges?
No, I think obviously it raised the bar as to the expectations of the kids. But, in some ways that's a good thing, and obviously it also, on the backside of that, also creates a bullseye on your back where others are looking at you differently maybe than what they would have if you had not gone state. So, it's good and it's bad in some ways, but, the kids, we don't talk about that experience. That was a separate group of kids. We want to build off of it. So that's been their mindset, and they put in the work to make sure that, we're putting ourselves in a position, hopefully coming up here, where, the tournament run, it is what it is. And you obviously have to have some luck, and you have to play well, and all, there's a lot of different factors that go into getting to state. All they want to do is work hard, so there's a possibility of it possibly happening, knowing that it's going to take some luck and some other things that come along the way with it.
My goodness, you're certainly being challenged. Your conference is pretty good again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we have four, including ourselves, four really good teams in the conference. And on any given night, anybody could beat anybody else. We've split with Cashton both games. One was an overtime game, and one we had a 6 or 7 point lead with about 4 minutes left to go. And their senior leadership showed. They found a way to win that. Hillsborough, who is sitting, I think, in fourth place right now, but went overtime with Cashton and also played Bangor to a low possession game. I think they ended up losing by 4 or 5. And we, beat Hillsborough once too. So there's a lot of quality teams in our conference. And I think in the end, obviously, there's a lot of things that go into playing each other every night. Those types of games only make you better. And I think, honestly, to a certain degree, prepare you better for the tournament than if you have games that you win them by 30 or 40 every night.
And there's a chance you could see Ithaca again if both teams did well in the tournament too, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be in a sectional final type setting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is the team pretty healthy right now, Coach?
We are. One of the things over the years, when I talked about a little bit of luck, that goes with that and being able to stay healthy, because on any given night, somebody else, somebody goes down and somebody else has to step up. We're very fortunate in the fact that we go 9 deep on any given night. And those 9 contribute in different ways and are there very unselfish and understand that on any given night it might not be their time. It might be somebody else's time based on matchups, based on somebody being hot. Obviously, going 9 deep also, limits the amount of time that some kids are going to get within that rotation. But it's in a situation where you do have possible injuries or you have foul trouble or things like that, we've been fortunate enough to be able to deal with those internally and not have too many issues with it.
Well, it should be a nice high school game tonight, and these are kind of throwback games and you get good crowds and they just want to come out and see good basketball, Scott.
Yeah, we were watching the film the other day. Their last game was against North Crawford, which was a conference championship type game, but it was also a conference championship type setting. There were, the crowd was into it. You could tell, you could hear them. And it was pretty packed. I did preference that with the kids when we were watching film together yesterday about understanding that there's probably going to be a decent crowd there. Maybe others that are not even from either one of our schools is going to watch a good basketball game. I could see that happening.
Definitely. We look forward to it, and I'll really enjoy calling it, Scott. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Did you know there was a national blood shortage declared in September of last year?
Winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supply in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever. Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. Visit richlandhospital.com for information about our next blood drive.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mike Benson joins us, Ithaca High School boys basketball coach. Well, Mike, let's focus first of all on that big win over North Crawford. The team dug deep and got enough to win in the end.
Yeah, we got down 7 with like 5 minutes left, and I believe we went on like a 17-2 run to finish off the night and get the win. The kids, they didn't give up. Part of a true champion.
Certainly, North Crawford was very aggressive on the boards. I thought that was kind of the difference for them when they were leading, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're very good at jumping in to get offensive rebounds. Everybody crashes. Second half, we did better, but still need to improve on boxing out and stopping teams from getting offensive rebounds on us. That is our downfall right now.
You had some guys step up. Your sophomore, Devin Iam, went out and hit some big threes for you, didn't he?
Yeah, Devin came through down the stretch in the clutch, hit a big three for us to get us up, and Casey Pomeran came off the bench and gave us nine rebounds, and it was a whole team effort to beat Crawford. They're a very good team, and tonight's going to be the same scenario, another really good team we have to take on in Royal.
Royal comes in having that state experience last year, and that just has to automatically give a team confidence, doesn't it?
It does, and they didn't lose hardly anything, so you're still playing against a team that went to state, and we're going to have to box out tonight. If we don't box out, it's going to be a long night because they got bigger guys than probably the biggest guys we faced all year so far. So boxing out's going to be huge and critical in this game.
All right. We'll talk more about it and break it down with Coach Mike Benson in a moment on WRCO Sports.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Mike Benson, Ithaca boys basketball coach, joins us. Let's look at the scouting report a little bit. You mentioned Royal is a tall team. They must do things quite well, don't they?
They do. They're very patient on offense. They'll make 8 or 9 passes before anybody even takes a shot, and they don't care who takes a shot as long as it's an open shot. Very, very patient, a disciplined team, and they're old school. They go 3 out and 2 post players. The post players screen for each other, and they run a high-low game. You don't hardly see that anymore nowadays. It's usually more up-tempo and 1 in, 4 out, or 5 out, and not these guys. It's old school.
Well, they must execute it well, Mike.
They execute it very well because they're just patient. They don't do stupid mistakes, and the patience just watching them. We saw them this summer up at the Jake, and I sat there and counted. They threw like 12 passes before somebody even took a shot, and that wears on a defense really fast. So we need to get aggressive, you know, get in the passing lanes, get some easy steals to get us out running like we like to do and get them uncomfortable.
Right. So it's a contrast of styles, isn't it?
It is, big time. They'll run when they get a chance, but we want to run all the time, where they will sit there and be patient and just pound it in the post. If they don't have it, they'll kick it back out, then work it right back into the post and post screens away to get the other post open. It's, like I said, this is old school basketball.
Well, it's certainly an important one. We talked about it the last time we chatted, Mike, but as far as the sectional you're in, it could be the toughest small school sectional in the state, couldn't it?
Yeah, there could be anywhere in our 16-team field. There could be anywhere from about 4 to 5 teams ranked in our regional, and I haven't ever heard of a time that there's that many teams ranked in that 16 teams in your sectional. That it's just crazy how good the competition is this year. So game against Crawford like we have and a game like this just helps, you know, helps build our confidence and get used to close games and hard games, because so far, other than the 2 games we had against Crawford, we've beat everybody by 10 or more. So that doesn't really work on what you need to work on down the stretch to finish off a game.
This brings up a 4-game week for you, and that's never something that you want to strive for, but I guess you have to. But you really can't afford to stub your toe in any of these games, can you?
No. If we want good seeding for the tournament, we need to, you know, win out. If we want to win conference, we need to win out. So there's really no room for error. I guess, you know, if we lose 1 non-con game, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, our ultimate goal first is to win conference, then whatever happens in seeding and tournament play happens. But no, 4 games in 1 week, that's come Wednesday, they'll get a good rest day in there, that get ready to go, because we get back to conference play Thursday at DeSoto and Friday's back at home against Weston. So get 2 non-con games in, then get back to our conference schedule again.
Yeah, the season rolling around really quickly here. When is the seeding meeting then, Mike?
The last weekend in February is when they do the seeding meeting. So we'll have all of our games in but 1. So I believe Wazika's the only game that we won't have in for the seeding, but most teams usually always have 1 or 2 teams left that they don't ever count into your seeding performance.
I felt like the fans the other night were kind of the sixth player on the court. It was really loud. What a great atmosphere against North Crawford for basketball, wasn't it?
That was. I've been around basketball for quite a long time. I know you obviously have too, and that's probably the loudest gym I've been in. And I'm not saying just because it's Ithaca. I'm just saying both Ithaca and North Crawford fans, that was loud. It was almost hurting my ears.
Could be more of the same tonight, Mike.
I'm assuming it's going to be about the same, because North Crawford was ranked 8th in the state. We're ranked 10th, and Royal comes in, they're ranked 9. They know it's a big game for them, you know, especially for seeding, and same with us. So it's going to be a rowdy one again tonight.
Excellent. We look forward to calling it. Again, Mike, best of luck to you as you get ready for the Panthers.
Thanks, Phil.
Mike Benson joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Nice job on our national anthem tonight at Ithaca High School. The new choir director, Kayla Olson, and also Amanda Fowle, and teaming up for tonight's anthem. Earlier tonight, it was Royal with a 56-41 win over Ithaca. Tonight, varsity action right around the bend. We've got it for you next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Starters for tonight for the Panthers, number 5, Jacob Cizik, number 12, Ben Siernicki, number 25, Tucker Wiles, 32, Tyrus Wiles, 34, Carter Upana, and number 43, Landon Lipke. For the Bulldogs, number 4, Micah Salisbury, number 11, Channing Brown, 20, Wesley Nelson, 23, Sammy Clary, and 24, Devin Iam. Devin Iam will jump center against Landon Lipke of Royal. And here we go. Whistle. Tip is controlled by the Panthers, and we're underway. Panthers from our left to our right here in the opening part of the broadcast. Ball goes to the left side, held up there by Cizik. Now brings it back to the right side, and Wiles, they'll throw an entry pass to the baseline. Leaning in is Tucker Wiles. Lost the handle, picked up by Wes Nelson. Bulldogs take it back the other way. Channing Brown, 14 away from 1,000 tonight with a basketball. Gives it off to the near side. Held up now by Clary. Top of the circle, three for Iam. Got it! Devin Iam, who had a really hot hand against North Crawford, gets the Bulldogs the lead. Ball comes across the timeline for the Panthers. Left side, Upana. Upana on the wing. Throws free throw line. Turning in. Drops it low. Tough shot. Yes! And a foul call. Going to the line will be Landon Lipke. He's going to be kind of tough for the Bulldogs to stop tonight. The 6'7 junior goes to the free throw line. Fouled by Wesley Nelson. First foul of the game. Lipke takes a look, looking for the tie. Free throw on the way, and that is good. So a 3-3 ball game early on, and the Panthers force a ball out of bounds. They're going to say they touched it last. Royal was attempting to get the ball off of Bulldog, but they did not. So Sammy Clary will get it in play. Pass comes in. Channing Brown on the left side. Guarded closely now by Wiles. And he'll drive it across the half-court line. The Bulldogs set it up. Brown drives low. Tough shot. They're going to call a foul on the floor against the Panthers. So the first foul on the Panthers. And the Bulldogs will have the ball out of bounds. Sammy Clary will bring it in. Tucker Wiles with the foul. Pass comes in now to Devin Heim, just across half court. Uses the dribble. Scoops it back to Channing Brown. Brown left side, Nelson. Back to Clary, top of the circle. Off the screen. Pulls up. Knocked away by Royal and out of bounds. They get it off of the Bulldogs. So Royal forces a turnover. Ithaca will get the defense now going, and he'll pick it up at half court. 3-3 ball game score here. Non-conference boys action on a Monday night. Pass comes along the left side. Cizik fires off top of the circle there. Wiles. Now they'll throw it to the corner. Tyrus Wiles back to the middle. Carter Upena drives. Kicks it back to the right wing. Now left wing. Royal working perimeter. Bulldogs hanging in a man-to-man defense. Pass comes back to Tyrus Wiles. There's a three on the way, in and out for Carter Upena. And the rebound by the Bulldogs. Wesley Nelson with the rebound. Off to Sammy Clary. Nelson grabs it on the right side. Throws it inside. Micah Salisbury, 10-footer in the lane, rolls in. And the Bulldogs lead. Score of 5-3 here in front of another big house at Ithaca. Maybe not quite as big as the North Crawford crowd, but it's close. And for a Monday night to have a game of this caliber, that's rare on a Monday night. Ball goes around the wheel. Left side, Carter Upena holds it up, throws it back to Wiles. Right side, Cizik. Cizik looks in the lane. Not much going. Bulldogs doing a good job against the bigger lineup on the inside. Devin Heim and Wesley Nelson getting those particular positions. Now on a drive, up and a tough shot, won't go. Fought for, rebound Lipke back in, and a foul called on the shot. Sammy Clary trying to take the charge and could not. So Landon Lipke will go to the line for a second time. Foul on Sammy. That's his first, team's second. 15:38 remaining in the first half. Landon Lipke at the line, 3 points earlier. Free throw is no good. He'll get one more. Scott Upena, the famous basketball coaching family, interviewed his dad, Dennis, many, many times there when Dennis was at the helm in Cassville. And I see Dennis once in a while. He basically now just goes to his grandkids' games. He's not here tonight. He's probably got another grandkid with a game. This one on the way and no good, and the rebound pulled down now by the Bulldogs. Salisbury across the half-court line. Drives free throw line left. Caught here by Nelson. Top of the key, Iam. Off the screen, nothing to go. Now fires it back to Clary. Clary on the right wing. Scoops it low. Salisbury posting up. Fallaway jumper baseline. Good. Micah Salisbury struggled in the previous game. He had cut his fingers in art class that day. Does not seem to be a problem tonight. We're going to see a traveling called on Royal as they're D'd up by the Bulldogs, and a force of a travel sees it. Took an extra step. 7-3, Bulldogs, 15-10 remaining here in the opening half of basketball. And Clary from the baseline brings it into Salisbury. Salisbury in the backcourt will help out as everybody clears out. Micah across half court, leaves it now for Channing Brown. Left wing, now he'll dribble back toward half court. Royal also in a man-to-man. Brown uses a screen, no give and go, gives it back to Nelson. Now at the free throw line, I'm Devin driving low. Follow a jumper in the air, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Tucker Wiles. Outlet pass now, and Carter Upena throws it low. Shot blocked. Devin Heim with a clean block of the shot by Olsen, and the Bulldogs bring it all the way up to Brown. Now back to Clary. Sammy drives lane, creates in the lane. Shot is good. Sammy Clary makes it a 9-3 Bulldog lead. Royal basketball, Tyrus Wiles across half court. Throws it left side. Bulldogs in that man-to-man, putting some pressure around the perimeter. Pass goes low. Turning in now is Olsen. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Royal, no good for Wiles. Tyrus missed it. Rebound Clary. Outlet pass Brown. 9-3 Bulldogs. Brown, three-pointer, top of the key. Bangs up high, off the rim, and the rebound by Royal. Baseball pass to the other end. That's Olsen called for a traveling. Royal will turn it back. Into the game for the Panthers, Ben Cernicki. Royal was the first stop on the tournament trail for the Bulldogs on their way to a state championship last spring. They defeated a tough Royal team. Coach Joe Vitsenda and company here on a warm day back in early June. Pass comes across the timeline. Salisbury with the basketball. Bounce feed low. Brown with a runner on the baseline. No good, but he's fouled. Channing will go to the free throw line. 9-3 Bulldogs. Royal commits its second foul. This one is called on 23. Is that right? Nope, they switched it around. Tyrus Wilds, 32. Channing Brown, free throw in the air and on the rim and good. 13 away from 1,000. That'll make it 10-3. Channing Brown getting close to that that point as only a junior. That's kind of a rare thing. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. That makes it 11-3. Bulldogs with a good start tonight. Royal basketball, they'll bring it. Wing it off now to Wild. Tyrus, left side ball fake. Cernicki to the baseline. Nothing there for Olsen. And around the wheel it goes. Bounce feed low for Olsen. Down low, blocking now is Upena. He's double-teamed and uses the dribble. Carter gives it back to the outside. Held up there by Wiles. Now Upena grabs it again. Top of the circle. Royal proceeds. Down low, Cernicki kicks it out. Three on the way. Royal, it is no good for Upena. Rebound Brown. Channing bringing it now across the timeline. Streaks to the inside. 14-footer foul called. And the Royal player falls on Channing. Foul is called on Tucker Wiles. That'll be his first and the third on Royal. Let's see. Check that. That's Tucker's second. So he's got two of the three fouls. 11-3 Bulldogs. Channing Brown at the free throw line. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. 12-3. Panthers bringing in Siobhan Wainwright. Landon Lipke returns. And the second throw for Channing Brown coming up. Trying to give the Bulldogs an early 10-point lead. This one in the air, and that one is good. 13-3. Ithaca with a quick start here tonight against the Panthers. Usually the Bulldogs, their start quickly is in the second half. So good start of the first tonight. Royal trying to get going. There's a three on the way. It won't go for Wainwright. Rebound Devin Iam in the Bulldogs. Devin will take it across the half-court line. Looks low block. Nothing there. Needs some help. Gives it back to Salisbury. Micah with the basketball drives back toward the half-court line. 12 and a half to play here in the first half in area boys basketball. Pass goes to Clary. Sammy brings it back Channing Brown's way. Channing on a drive and in the lane. A foul is called. That'll put it out of bounds. Fourth foul on Royal. Into the game for the Bulldogs. Number 5, Casey Pomering. Had a good game against North Crawford. Off the bench. And for the Panthers, number 20, Trey Wilds. Previous foul was on Wainwright. Inbound feed by a 13-3 lead. Bulldogs can increase it. Three-point lead. Even more now. Devin Iam just stroked one from the three-point line. My goodness. Bulldogs by 13. 16-3. Royal near side. Wainwright for three. That bangs off. Rebound Bulldogs. Wes Nelson with the ball. Outlet to Sammy Clary. Clary across half court. Surprising, the Bulldogs are rebounding as well against such a taller team. Brown for three from the corner. No good. Rims off. Rebound saved. And now stepping out of bounds, I believe. Yeah, Pomering did a good hustle job. Tried to save it in the corner and couldn't quite do it. Bulldogs by an incredible 13-point lead against this top 10 rated team. Bulldogs in the top 10 recently as well. Quite a week, having played North Crawford last week. Pass goes left side in the corner. Carter Olson around to the near side. Landon Lipke. Baseline Wiles. Throws it low. Turning in. Leaning in. Shot won't go. Tipped around. Picked up by the Royal Panthers. Three-point around the way. No good. Rebound Devin Iam. Royal can't make. And the Bulldogs get the rebound up to Nelson in the lane. Shot no good, but a foul called. And Wesley will go to the free throw line. So that'll be Royal's fifth foul. This one is on 43, Landon Lipke. That is his first. So Wesley Nelson, who also had a big game, 12 points against North Crawford in the previous contest, including a late game layup, that kind of helped the Bulldogs keep that lead. This one is no good. He'll get one more. 11-10 remaining in the first half. Wesley Nelson with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. That makes it a lead of 17-3. Ithaca. So Upena returns to the Royal lineup. Panthers just can't make. And again, the Bulldogs are out-rebounding him on the defensive side. Royal goes left side with Trey Wiles. Back to Upena. Throws it inside. Picked off. Stolen there by Casey Pomering. Brings it up to Brown. Three from the wing. Nope. Drives closer. Baseline. Oh, blocked by Lipke. Rebound by Royal. And an Ithaca foul. Good sportsmanship. Czernicki helps up Pomering. That'll be the third Bulldog foul. And Royal gets it back after a defensive stop. Foul is on Micah Salisbury, his first. Royal brings it across the half-court line. Lipke steps out, three on the way from the wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. There's Devin Iam again. Iam to Sammy Clary. Across the timeline, Micah Salisbury, 10.5 to play here in the first half. Bulldogs, incredibly, with a 14-point lead, 17-3. Clary, fall away from the baseline. Up, no good. Rebound Wainwright, and he is fouled by the Bulldogs. Loose ball foul. That would be foul number four on Ithaca. So Royal trying to get something going. We're going to see a timeout taken by Coach Scott Upena. 17-3 Bulldogs. First half, 10:22 remaining on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle just got even better. New GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens to common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF strike zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find Timberline HDZ shingles in stock at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
17-3 Bulldogs. Royal basketball after their timeout. Up on a drive, tough shot off the board and off the rim. No good, but a foul called on the Bulldogs. So quickly we have seen the fouls even up now. That's five apiece. And going to the line will be Carter Upena. Foul marked on Casey Pomering. Or is it? No, check that. They had five up there. It's Sammy Clary. Number 23, his second. Free throw by Upena is good, and for Royal, that is their first point in a long, long time. 17-4 now. Bulldogs on a nice roll, scoring 14 in a row. Kind of like how they finished the game the other night against North Crawford. Second throw by Upena is good. Carter, such an instrumental role in that state run for Royal last year. 17-5, ball comes in play. Bulldogs with the ball. Pomering, top of the circle, bounces it into Nelson. Free throw line right. Now Salisbury on the wing. Micah drives, free throw line left, pulls up, 18-footer, no good, and ball knocked around. Royal saves it back in bounds to Lipke. Good effort. Over to the far side. Spencer-Nicky drives, rainbow layup, good. Nice play. Went up and over the top with a layup, and the ball is knocked away from the Bulldogs out of bounds as they try to inbound. 17-7, Bulldogs by 10. Tyrus Wilds comes back in for Siobhan Wainwright. Richland Center boys trailing Lodi 28-8. Fenimore 20-7 over Benton. Highland 14-5 over Schulzberg in area girls basketball. Bulldog ball, and it's tipped away and off the fingertips of Salisbury. So Royal applying some good defense. Trey Wilds. Royal trying to get that spark going. They have scored the last 4 points. 9:19 remaining in the first half. Panthers basketball. Wilds right side. Back to Upena. Now all the way to the far side. Czernicki. Entry pass low. He catches it. Now they'll bring it back. Upena on the near side. Holding the ball, fires left side. There is Trey Wilds. Drives in the lane, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Iam. Devin Iam, a force on that inside. Ball comes off to Pomering. Pomering to Iam. He'll shoot a three. It is on the lane, no good. Rebound, Wesley Nelson. He'll drive around the defense. Tough shot, won't go. Fought for. Rebound by Royal. Czernicki off to the races. Now they'll slow it up a little bit. Czernicki throws it to the corner. Hold up there now by Tyrus Wilds. And around the wheel it goes. Near side, Carter up and up. Dips it back to the corner. They kick it out. Left wing, shot on the way, no good. Rims off there for Tyrus Wilds. Rebound Bulldogs. That's Pomering. He'll bring it across half court. 8:20 remaining in the first half. Wesley Nelson on the near side. Channing Brown, deep corner. Holds it above his head. Looks to the inside. Gives to Salisbury. Now on the far side, it's Nelson. Wesley drives. He'll take a shot. It's blocked out of bounds by Lipke. Nice play. Brandon Lipke gets his second clean block here of the game. And he'll come out. Tucker Wilds is back in. Jacob Cizik as well for the Panthers. 8:05 remaining first half. And for the Bulldogs, trying to get a sub in. They didn't get him in quite in time. Cody Burns will be in at the next dead ball timeout. Salisbury grabs it, throws it to Pomering. Daciana drive, kicks it out. Three from Iam on the way. Good! Three threes tonight for Devin Iam. 20-7, Ithaca. Royal across the timeline. Carter up and on to the baseline. Czernicki. Entry pass low. Left high. Hook on the way and good for Tucker Wilds. 20-9. Tough to stop that. Pass comes around the left side. Now Pomering, little light of day, goes in. Shot blocked and a foul called on Royal. Carter Upena picks up the foul. His first, team's sixth. 7:34 remaining, first half. Bulldogs leading by 11. Their biggest lead has been 14. Cuba City girls leading Mineral Point, 23-9. Belmont and Wazika Subban tied at 16 in girls basketball. Free throw no good by Casey Pomering. He'll try it again. Panthers in the Scenic Bluffs. Scott up on it his 11th year, assisted by Randy Borg, former head coach at Royal. Free throw on the way, and that one is good. Pomering 1-of-2 in the Bulldogs' lead, 21-9. So Pomering comes out. Cody Burns is in, seeing his first action, and he normally gives the Bulldogs a spark off the bench as well. Royal with the basketball, bringing it across. Carter up and accelerates in the lane, goes up with the left hand, lays it up short, put back up, and that is good by Tucker Wilds. 21-11. Ball comes in to Channing Brown. Brown across half court. Over to Iam. Devin drives baseline. Little light of day. Reverse lay-in won't stay. Rebound up and up ahead. Brown picks off the outlet. Channing brings it 3-on-3, and he's fouled. So Royal commits the personal, which is this their seventh? That would be bonus, wouldn't it? It's not on the clock yet. Assistant coach Greg Zimmerman of Ithaca reporting, hey, that's bonus, guys. And yep, it is. This is the second foul on Tyrus Wilds. 7 on Royal, 5 on Ithaca. Bulldogs lead by 10. At the free throw line, Channing Brown, 4 of 4 from the stripe tonight. That's what's been open for him so far. This one is good. 22-11. He'll get one more. Gets the ball back from the official. Couple of dribbles in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound Royal. Carter up and up, brings it across the timeline. 22-11, Ithaca. Left wing, Cizik. Throws it just up from the baseline, Cernicki. Cernicki drives baseline all the way down deep. Reverse shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Devin Heim. Up ahead to Salisbury. Salisbury just across half court to Wes Nelson. Throws it to Burns. Cody with a head fake. Goes up in the air. Tough shot blocked by Royal. Carter up and against the block and the rebound. 6:35 remaining. First half, Royal basketball. Accelerating now is Carter up and on. An offensive foul is called on Royal. That is on 34. Carter up and on. That'll be his second. So Royal has three players with two fouls. Tucker Wiles, Tyrus Wiles, and now Carter up and on. That's eight as a team. Back in is Siobhan Wainwright for Royal. 6:30 to play, first half, 22-11. Bulldogs. Micah Salisbury gets it into Channing Brown. Channing with the ball in the backcourt. Now low to the ground dribble, takes it across the right side, free throw line right, leans in, throws a pass to Burns. Cody's shot is up and good. Man, I tell you, that is right there unselfishness. You got a guy going for 1,000. He kicks it off to Cody Burns and got an assist there, and Cody made a really nice shot. 24-11, ball game score. Royal, left side, Siobhan Wainwright. Back it goes to Lipke. Right wing there, Cizik drives lane for Royal, no good. Rebound, Devin Heim, there he is again. Off to Cody Burns. Burns baseballs it up, knocked away, and picked up by Royal. Pass now to the left side. They're bringing it. Wilds in the middle. Tough shot in the lane. Won't go. Rebound Heim. Devin Heim and a timeout by Mike Benson and the Bulldogs. 5:40 remaining. First half. Bulldogs 24. Royal 11. Area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half-tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
24-11, the Bulldogs back to a 13-point lead. Their biggest has been 14 tonight. Up on Royal here on a Monday night. The Bulldogs doing a lot of things well that Coach Mike Benson always talks about they need work on. That's boxing out and rebounding. And so far against the taller team, Ithaca's doing a great job there. Really getting a lot of the rebounds. Devin Heim brings the ball in play. Sammy Clary in the backcourt. Royal matching up man-to-man length of the court. Sammy guarded by Wainwright as he brings it across the half-court line. 5.5 to play, opening half. Bulldogs by 13. Channing Brown baseline. He pulls up. 15-footer. Good. Channing Brown getting a little closer to 1,000. 7 away now. 26-11. Ball goes right side now, dumping it back door. Royal will go in. Lipke, oh, blocked by Salisbury. Salisbury blocked, the bigger player, and the ball comes in and across the timeline. Brown, Heim, three on the way for Devin. Banks off, rebound by Lipke. Landon with the ball, up ahead to Cizik. Bulldogs by 15 now. Pass comes across the far side for Royal. Cizik holds the basketball from the left wing. Back to the top of the circle, Tyrus Wiles. Off to Wainwright. He'll drive. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Devin Ime. Up to Sammy Clary. Air mails it to Brown. Picked off now by Upana. Here comes Tucker Tyrus Wiles. And Tyrus lays it in. So Royal gets it down to 13. 26-13. 4:25 remaining in the first half. Royal a lot of times taking a little more time between passes, between shots. But when you're a long ways down, you got to maybe pick up the tempo a little bit. Ball goes off to Salisbury, gives it now off to Channing Brown, right side, right in front of the Royal bench. Channing directing traffic, lobs for Nelson, brings it top of the circle, Salisbury. Micah drives, free throw line left, hauls it off now to Clary. Clary also on the left side, backs off, throws to Salisbury. Micah looking low, rolls it to Ime. Devin fires it over to Nelson in the corner, back in the lane, knocked away from Salisbury. Good defense by Lipke, picked up now by Cizik. Down to the baseline, it's Wiles, pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Wesley Nelson. 3:38 to play, Bulldogs here in the first half have been a defensive dynamo. Have not seen them play this well defensively. Clary comes across the timeline, right side, pulls up, three on the way, no good. Wesley Nelson trying to secure the rebound and cannot. It will be Royal basketball. Cody Burns returns for Sammy Clary. Sammy's playing through a couple of fouls here in the first half with 3:23 remaining. Lodi leads Richland Center 40-19 at the half tonight. Pass comes into Ime. Three from the corner on the rim. No good. Salisbury over the back trying to get the rebound. It'll be the Bulldogs' sixth. And for Micah, his second foul. 26-13. Favor of the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting tonight. Royal brought a good number of fans with them tonight. And a lot of people here just to watch a good basketball game. From neither school. Three on the way, and that is good by Royal's Ben Cernicki. That's their first triple tonight. And they get it to within 10, 26-16. Channing Brown across the half-court line, 3 minutes. Down to the baseline. Micah Salisbury spin move, 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Royal, and they're trying to make a run before the first half is ended. Tucker Wiles off to Wainwright. Savon kicks it out, three on the way for Wiles, and it is good by Tyrus Wiles. And here come the Panthers, 26-19. They weren't hitting those shots earlier. Bulldogs not allowing second shots. Cody Burns in the middle helps to break the press, gives it back to Channing Brown. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Brown to Ime. Back to Brown. Brown, three from the corner. No good. Rebound Wesley Nelson, and the Bulldogs reset the offense. Nelson fires it back to Ime. Devin leans in, can't get a shot, brings it back to Nelson. Nelson throws it to Cody Burns. He'll fake the D, drives in strong, throws it back to the outside, and knocked away. Picked up by Royal in the backcourt. They've got a look for an open shot of the way. Good by Ben Cernicki. 5-point game, just like that, 26-20.